Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan and a very good Tuesday morning to the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here on the 10th floor high above Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. We're here till 2 o'clock. The afternoon drive will come your way. Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, Chris Carlin, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, another day, another Met win. It wasn't pretty. You talk about grinding one out. That's what they did. I didn't think Syndergaard was overly great. He gave you six innings, only gave up two runs, one earned run. Nevertheless, I'd like to see a little better from him. The bullpen, though, continues to be unbelievable. Three more scoreless innings from Blevins, from Robles, from Ramos, and from Familia, who made it a little shaky, of course, in the ninth inning. What's new? They got the hits they had to have, and they win six in a row, and it continues 8-1 and having fun, tied for the best start in the history of the franchise.
They got to keep it going. They got to keep it going. Just keep beating the Marlins.
That's it.
Beat the Brewers.
Yep.
Make it 10-1. Make it 14-1.
Let's win tonight. Let's get tonight.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
looking
ahead.
Let's take them one day at a time.
I know. Those cliches make sense.
They're true. In this case, especially when you're playing 162.
Absolutely. Well, that's why. Because it's such a long season, because there's so much time left in a year, keep going.
Yeah.
Fatten up as much as you can. And you look at what they've done since that loss to the Cardinals on April 1st, because that's the last time they lost. That's the only time they lost this season. And that was a kind of game where Steven Matz only lasted four innings. The offense looked like it didn't care. But you look at every game they've played since then, every one of them, including the 8-2 victory against Strasburg, every one of them has been a close game.
Yeah. No, you're right.
One of them. And because even that game that they broke open on the Jay Bruce home run, the Grand Slam home run, that was a very close game. Remember Jacob deGrom loading the bases?
Yeah, and then nobody out.
Yeah, and then fighting through it. This is a team right now that's just finding ways to win. You know, you look at last night's game. They're not playing great baseball, but they're winning. That's the best part. Last night, Noah Syndergaard was okay.
He's okay.
I don't think we've seen the best of Noah yet.
No, he was okay.
He wasn't helped out by defense.
Nope. He also walked a couple guys. Didn't help him.
Exactly. And for Syndergaard, that's crazy. He walks two guys, it feels like a million.
Right.
But what you love about this baseball team is, A, their ability to score runs without hitting a home run. B, their ability to get that big two-out hit, which we've seen. Jay Bruce got it in the third inning. The aggressive base running. We saw that with Ahmed Rosario in the seventh inning. It didn't turn into any extra runs, but he picks up that RBI single. And as the runner is going first to third, Rosario is going to second.
Yep.
They're super aggressive. So they're playing aggressive. And really, the capper of everything is that their bullpen has been just ridiculous.
Well, I think that's been the biggest key so far. There's no doubt about it. And they've taken advantage of things. I mean, you mentioned last night Bruce's two-out hit. Remember, right before that, there was a pop-up that the catcher overran. He should have caught. And the Mets get a break there, and Bruce capitalizes, goes to left field, gets that RBI hit, makes it 3-0. And they're also doing things like, we saw this again, we saw Lagares throw somebody out at the plate over the weekend in Washington. We saw Yoenis last night throw a guy out, I think it was Dietrich, trying to go to second base on a ball where he actually was falling backwards as he made the throw, and he had the guy by a mile second base.
Yoenis has a tremendous arm, and he can show it off every once in a while.
Yep. Even though he's not hitting right now, but he made that play.
Hey, there's a lot of things that you can look at and say, they're not doing this, they're not doing that.
Right.
But they're winning.
Yep. That's all that matters.
That's the bottom line. I'll tell you something else they're not doing. If you are an opponent of the New York Mets, go steal second base. I mean, they're running all over this pitching staff.
That is true.
And all over either catcher. Last night, Kevin
Pulecki.
And
it hasn't mattered to this point.
Well, right now, nothing matters.
No, that's true.
I mean, right now the Mets.
It's amazing. It really is.
The Mets have played 9 games, and last year it was all about the home run. They hit 8 home runs all season long. Yep. Todd Frazier hasn't even gotten deep yet.
Nope.
Jay Bruce has the one home run.
A couple walks off of Frazier yesterday, including a couple leadoff walks and one that led to a 2-run inning.
Well, that's the thing about Todd Frazier, and we saw this last year with the Yankees. I got to give him a lot of credit because he has evolved as a baseball player in that he gets on base now.
Yep.
He draws walks.
No question.
And if he's going to draw a lot of walks, then the batting average does become overrated. Then it really doesn't become a big deal if he's hitting 220. Because if he's getting on base 34% of the time, 35% of the time, you can make up for that.
Mm.
And so Todd Frazier, it's funny, hasn't hit a home run. He's hitting about 215. But there are three things he's done that you love. Number one, he's drawing walks, like you pointed out.
No question.
Number two, he's played pretty good defense. He made that really nice bare hand play on Brian Anderson early in this game.
Yep.
He had that weird play Sunday night where he was thinking about turning a double play, then he turns around and tags Bryce Harper. But the third thing, and even I have to admit this, clearly, it's obvious. Everybody loves this freaking guy.
Yep.
I mean, you've got Yoenis Cespedes.
How about that? To me, they're like best friends.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, Yoenis was throwing bouquets at him. How can you not love this guy? Yep. This guy's fantastic.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, sometimes I think the locker room aspect is overrated, but maybe it isn't with Todd Frazier.
No.
You know, he comes in here and he makes his dopey little T-shirts and sayings, but hey, if everybody loves him and it gets the team going, God bless him.
Bro, it's all about winning games. You know, at the end of the day, you know, baseball is so statistically driven and sabermetrically driven and all. At the end of the day, it's about winning baseball games. It's nothing else. What does it take to win the baseball game? And to me, Todd Frazier is the kind of guy that's all that he's about, you know?
And right now, they're winning baseball games.
That's it. And what else matters?
And I think what's exciting is that while the bullpen may not remain this good, I think the rotation, specifically the top, may get better and better.
Well, better.
Because you've seen Noah Syndergaard now make 3 starts.
Yep.
And I don't think he's been nearly as dominant. And I know he struck out a lot of guys on opening day, but he gave up a couple of home runs. Yeah. He gave up 4 runs.
Well, yesterday, I liked it better. He was pitching to contact, especially early on in the game. He only struck out 5 guys yesterday. I think his pitch count, what was he, 90 over 6 innings?
90 over 6, yeah. Well, and he really had to battle in and out
of
trouble.
He did.
After the first 2 innings when he retired the first 6, every inning he had to deal
every
with
inning.
Some kind of trouble.
Yep.
In the 4th inning, he put the first 2 guys on base, and he got out of it. In the 5th inning, the trouble really started because of the Amed Rosario ground ball he couldn't
also
field.
Also, I think it was the 4th inning, just to go back to that, a terrific double play started by Rosario.
Yeah, that was the 4th inning. That was a tremendous defensive play.
Yep.
And then he made the error. And Syndergaard brought some trouble upon himself because, remember, he actually walked the 8 and 9 hitters back-to-back, which is so weird.
He did.
Because he usually throws strikes, and he was able to fight through the 6th inning even after he gave up a run. So it wasn't a dominant performance by Noah. And so far, this is a rotation that has not given the Mets a lot of length.
No.
I mean, they've averaged about 5 innings per start. That's basically their average.
Noah's
right now
gone 6 twice.
And 4.
And Jake's gone 6 once. The other one was 5 2/3. Nobody's gone beyond 6 yet.
That's the most we've seen, a 6-inning performance.
Right.
Obviously, that has to change, but I got to hand it to this bullpen, and
oh
we'll start
God.
With Hansel Robles, who we've crushed.
How about him?
He's competent. I can't believe it.
And
here's what really stunned me about Hansel Robles. So last night, he comes in, close game, 7th inning. Mets are nursing at the time. I think it was a 2-run lead.
Was it 2 at that point?
Yeah, they got it to 4-2 because they scored the run.
And they left those 2. They had the bases loaded, one out, and Cespedes and Bruce struck out.
That's right.
Which I thought was going to be a big point in the game, and they got away with it last night.
There were those 2 sequences, not coming through in the 7th inning, and then here's Hansel Robles trying to protect the lead, gets the first 2 outs. Dietrich has this great battle with him, a 9-pitch at-bat, gets a single, and then Miguel Rojas, who for whatever reason, I don't have these numbers in front of me. I think he kills the Mets.
Yeah.
Well, Ernie, can you look up Rojas versus the Mets? I am convinced he's 350 against the Mets.
That sounds right.
So he gives up the back-to-back hits, and here's Starlin Castro, who probably of everybody in this lineup scares me the most.
Yeah,
Boer. It's either him or Boer.
Boer, yeah, right.
Pick it.
Right.
So here's Castro, two on, two out. The Mets missed an opportunity in the seventh. Robles is due to remind us he's Hansel Robles. He's due for that meltdown. And I think he struck him out three pitches.
Well, Starlin had a tough night, and he struck out at the end, looking to end the game, too.
Yeah.
And was it Robles that struck him out on that crazy, like, slider? I think that was Robles.
Yeah, that
right?
was in the seventh inning, how he got through it.
That's right.
So you give Robles credit. Then you look at Blevins getting the job done, getting the job done. Yep. And Familia, I mean, this is typical Chavis Familia.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put a couple of guys on base and get a couple of big pitches to get out of it. But, hey, as long as he's making the big pitches to get out of
it. Yeah, well, it'd be nice if he had, like, a clean inning. But, I mean,
I think the other night when he had
the five-out save. Yeah, he did. The five outs. That's right. He came in with guys on base. It wasn't his.
By the way, Rojas, 296 against the Mets. So he's not killing the Mets, but that's pretty good for him.
For Rojas.
Yeah, it's Miguel Rojas we're talking about.
Right.
Exactly. We're talking about Buster Posey here.
Exactly.
But this bullpen has really, really done the job. And I think you mentioned this the other day, outside of Paul Sewald, or maybe the forgotten guy, outside of Sewald, Callaway is giving every one of these guys big outs.
Yeah.
He's
throwing every one
of them into the mix. We saw Jacob Rehm have to twice get big outs, including the save the other night against Washington. We've obviously seen it with Robles and Ramos and Blevins and Familia and Lugo and Gesellman. So he's trusting every one of them to have to get big outs with a small lead.
Yeah. No, it's been so far, you're a Met fan. I mean, you got to be thrilled now. It's only 9 games. We don't want to get crazy. One thing I will say, though, they've matched the best start in the history of the franchise. And the two other times that they have started 8-1, 1985, they didn't get to the playoffs. There was no wild card, but they won 98 games that year. And then 2006, when they won the division and won 97 games. So that bodes well going forward.
Just fatten up. That's why these games, as this streak continues, every game feels bigger and bigger to me, as odd as that sounds.
I agree.
Because you know what? Fatten up.
Yep.
Because at some point, and maybe it's going to happen soon, the Mets are going to get cold.
Yeah, they're going to go into a little tailspin.
Every team has it.
Yep.
And I remember in 2015, they started the season 13-3. And as fat as they got in April, they still gave it all away because, remember, they dropped to .500.
They did.
And that was the season in which Wilmer Flores is crying. They make the trade.
Yep.
And then they took off. But they were fortunate because the Nationals never took advantage of the Mets' struggles.
Never.
So right now, I look at the Marlins. I look at the Brewers with Yelich on the DL. And Ryan Braun can't get out of his own way. And I don't know how good that pitching staff is. And their closer's down. And I say, you know what? Beat the Marlins. Beat the Brewers. Keep upping this. Keep fattening up. It's never too early to get fat.
Keep winning games, bro. It's all of it. And I'll tell you something else, too, and I thought this was very telling last night as well. They got in 5:15 in the morning in Florida yesterday, and Callaway basically said he asked all his regulars, you know, he was going to give guys days off. We talked about Yoenis.
Right.
Every guy to a man said, no, I'm playing. All the regulars,
which tells me something.
That's telling me something.
Well, Jay Bruce said it best after the game. He was interviewed, and because he was asked about that,
and he said,
"It's early in the season. Yep. We've had a lot of day offs, and we're winning.
Right, and we're baseball players.
And you know what? Once a few of the veterans say they're playing, how could any other player say they're not playing?
Absolutely.
You know, once Cespedes and Bruce and Frazier say they're playing, is Asdrubal Cabrera going to say he's not playing?
No. And by the way, Asdrubal Cabrera. And I'm going to say this again for everybody that go, let's trade for Starlin Castro and let's do this and $8 million for Drew. This guy is a terrific player, and he has been since he got here. Let's be honest about it.
And give credit to Adrian Gonzalez, another RBI
single.
Oh,
my God. How about him?
Yeah.
And he also made a terrific defensive play on a hot shot to first base.
So the Mets keep winning. The Yankees open up a three-game
series
against
Boston,
the Red Sox.
We've won 8 in a row, right? Red Sox 8 in a row?
They have, but now the Red Sox have to play with some real baseball
teams.
Yes,
well, that's true.
They have played a lot of lousy baseball teams to start the year, the Rays and the Marlins. We get a little sneak preview of what could be a great rivalry this year, and it starts off with a bang because we get the two aces. We get Chris Sale, and we get Luis Severino. And my God, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about – what was that?
Your guy?
Who's my guy?
No, you said my guy.
Who's my? Oh, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Neither of those guys are my guy.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying
I thought you
that.
Said my guy.
Nah. Maybe in my world.
Did he say my guy? He did, right, though?
Really?
I'm not cracking up.
Maybe that's like subconsciously I want one of those guys to. Well, I do. I would like Severino or Sale to be my guy.
Yeah.
I'd take both of them.
Yeah. But, my guy, the old Mary Wells song from 100 years ago.
But it's funny.
You know that one, Dove? Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
The Mets are lucky. They're missing Max Scherzer twice, right?
Right.
They didn't see him in Washington. They're not going to see him at Citi Field. For whatever reason, the Yankees never miss Chris Sale. They faced him five times last year, and they're going to face him again tonight.
Scherzer was pretty good last night, huh? Complete game, two hitter.
Not bad. And
did he steal a base,
too? There you go. Don't leave out the best part.
Yes, that's right.
Guy steals a base.
Yep.
It was a big bounce back by Max Scherzer. But it's funny. The Mets never see Scherzer, or at least so far they haven't.
Good.
And the Yankees always see Chris Sale.
Well.
And what's funny about Sale last year is early on they couldn't touch him, though Sale wouldn't beat him. And then I think it was the last start they saw him in September, they finally got to him.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they can keep that
going. You know,
going.
Sometimes the more you see a guy, the better off you're going to be.
I think it
and
helps.
And eventually you're going to start getting to him.
I think it helps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.